From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A rededication of historic Wilson Hall at Arkansas State University was a celebration of how a new osteopathic medical school will help serve the needs of those who are underserved in the Delta. 115 students have been accepted into the class of 2020. 45 of those are from Arkansas. There are more than 150 on a waiting list. Over a 10-year period, more than 1,000 physicians are expected to be produced in Jonesboro from the school. The public-private partnership is between the New York Institute of Technology and Arkansas State University. And Wilson Hall is the new NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine at A-State. Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson addressed a crowd during a luncheon at Centennial Hall.
Some might say that an A-State NYIT partnership is unlikely, and an unlikely union. But in some ways, those unlikely unions can be the strongest because they're based on principles. And through this process, we know we have learned to believe together that we have a single purpose, which is to serve the people in our area, to provide access to higher education, to provide access to medical education, and enhance the quality of life of the people we serve.
ASU System President Dr. Charles Welch.
Really, I think this day needs to be thought of as transformative in so many different ways. Certainly the physical, when you look at the way that we have transformed Wilson Hall, a building that's been on this campus 84 years, that essentially any student who's ever attended this university has walked through those halls. And for it to now have this incredible osteopathic medical school inside its walls is something I think we should all be celebrating.
NYIT President Dr. Edward Giuliano says there are between 4 and 5,000 recognized colleges and universities in the nation, but there are only about 150 medical schools across the United States. He tells us about the impact the partnership will have.
So we're excited, I used the word before, to kick off many more initiatives with between NYIT and Arkansas State University. So we're opening the doors today, not just to the physical structures, to the opportunity for medical students striving to improve the health care of the Arkansas communities throughout the region. We believe in economic development as well. We are very proud to be and help be an engine of growth, as again, healthcare systems, universities, and working with government is the magic potion.
And just for clarification, those who go into osteopathic medicine are those who are looking at more holistic approaches to treating people. Physicians are more likely to try to practice more preventative medicine than treating symptoms after they've occurred. Dean of the NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State is Dr. Barbara Ross Lee.
We frequently tell medical students and residents that the practice of medicine is an awesome responsibility, and it is. However, we in medical education and the clinical practice community also have the awesome responsibility to educate our students, not for the way medicine is practiced today, but for the way medicine will be practiced 7 to 10 years from today. And you will be able to see the seriousness of our intent through the design of the space that will facilitate medical education and medical student preparedness for the future practice of osteopathic medicine in Wilson Hall today.
Congressman Rick Crawford praised the partnership for helping those in the eastern part of the state that live in a so-called health desert. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the new school and the recent passage of Arkansas Works will help reach those who are uninsured in Arkansas.
So you combine that increased access at the individual level with increased capability of physicians to go into rural areas of this state and provide access and support it. That's the right team effort. We've done the right thing for the people of Arkansas through those two initiatives.
And the first class will start August 8th. From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves.